Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, happy Wednesday, and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Laura Chapman, and I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and we're talking tonight about nature deficit disorder. I should mention that we're waiting, hoping that Jody Higgins will join us tonight, but we'd love for you to call in and tell us what your take is on. This is an actual condition that is recognized, and it is technically nature deficit disorder. comes on as a form of depression. There's Jody. Okay, I think. Anyway, there we go. She's coming to join us. We'll have her in a sec. So I was talking to Laura about this. There's an actual microorganism that exists in the dirt in your garden that helps. It helps fight against depression. And I've got Jody coming in, but the thing is not. See if you can click her in there, Laura, on the board.
Okay, 715.
No, Jody is 248.
Oh.
Huh. Blog Talk's giving us some fun troubles again tonight, but. I'm just going to look that up. Maybe, Laura, you could take the mic and just tell us what's your take on it. And I'll look that link up about the garden soil.
Yeah, so Lynn really knows a lot about this information. I don't have a lot of knowledge on it, but what I do know about nature deficit disorder is just I take it more as like when you have like a seasonal type of depression and you're not able to get outside a lot. And that's a real thing. Lynn, is that what it is? Or like a when you're not outside in nature and you start to feel.
Well, no, it really is a syndrome. I'm actually trying to look it up. Oh, I think Jody's come on. Yeah, Jody's with us. Hi, Jody.
Hi, ladies. Happy
Wednesday. Wow, sorry about that. Yeah,
okay.
So yeah, you guys carry on. I'm just going to look up the link, which I need to show you guys about nature deficit disorder is a real thing. And I'm just going to figure out a link on it. We can just look at the symptoms. But it's definitely something that is really a bad thing with kids these days. Like they just aren't getting the basic sort of thing that we all need as physical beings on this earth. Is the connection with mother, like Mother Earth. We are so much a part of that, that to disconnect from that is actually bad for our health. And people that have no other, connection with life forms, and they're just also, they tend to suffer from more disorders, mental and physical. But I've found something here, guys. So if you can take over the air for just a minute, I'll bring some links in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sure.
So I know for my 8-year-old that I have, it loves to be on the cell phone, has an iPod, and just loves to be on it. And it is, like, it's almost addictive to the point where they're not able to, like, get outside and have fun. And it definitely is a real problem lately that I've been noticing. And even for myself in the winter, not being able to go outside, you really do feel the deficiency. Not being able to connect with Mother Earth, it really drains you and just makes your body feel sluggish and uncomfortable. And I tend to feel anxious and depressed in the winter a lot of the time. And then when summer rolls around, I'm completely fine because I'm outside, I'm going on the beach, I'm taking walks, and, you know, I have my feet in the grass. And, you know, you really don't realize it until you are without it and you're not getting outside. And that's when you start to see a lot of these issues popping up.
Well, I think we should back up a little bit. If you'll excuse me for just a minute. I was not sure what this was, so I think some of our readers are probably, I'm sorry, listeners are confused about what this is. And I found a description, so I'm just going to read it. It says,
great,
a nature deficit disorder is the idea that human beings, and especially children, are spending less time outdoors, and the belief that this change results in a wide range of behavioral problems. And it says, it is not recognized in any medical manuals for mental disorders, but that it is recognized to affect people. So I'm wondering how much this is possibly connected to seasonal affective disorder as well, because I would think they would go hand in hand with seasonal affective disorder being that people are getting less sun, less vitamin D.
That's right, yeah. Totally connected, for sure.
Yes. So I think what they were talking about, and I would, you know, I've not really looked up personally how to deal with it, but I would think it's about getting out regularly and getting, like Laura was saying, getting your feet in the grass, just grounding. We know that energetically it makes changes in the body to connect to others. And I would be willing to bet it makes as much of a difference when we're connecting to the earth energetically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Well, there is actually, I found that link about seriously antidepressant microbes in soil. And they're called, well, one of the, it's Microbacterium vaccae is one of them, but it influences your brain, elevates moods, increases serotonin. It's, you know, when you've got your hands in the earth, these things are actual real creatures that help boost your mood. And it blows me away because I know the people that garden, I know, are a lot happier. They seem to be a lot happier than the ones who don't live in concrete all the time. You know, if you never see the earth or the grass or trees, you could be doing yourself a disfavor. Anyway, carry on, guys.
Well, I know a lot of people, especially in the winter, they get those sun lamps that give off vitamin D, and they get those salt lamps that give off, like it helps with the seasonal affective disorder and not being able to go into nature. But it really is, you know, just kind of pacifying the issue where you really do need to connect. You really do need to connect with Gaia, and it just makes your soul feel more free and less sluggish, really. I don't really know how else to say it, honestly. I just know that I personally feel good, and it's like they have all these items out there that pacify the issue, but what the real issue is getting outside and really connecting, because it really does help. It makes a huge difference. I know I'm friendlier in the summer. I'm happier in the summer. I'm in a great mood in the summer. So I know it works.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know those things that you put on to help you sleep, the little noise boxes that you can get? It's not an accident that they're all nature sounds you can get, except for the white noise box. They're all like the beach or, you know, wind in the trees or, you know, stuff like that. It's because we need to get back into connection with the garden where we came from, you know? Yeah.
The elements, ooh, too, are really helpful, you know, fire, wind, and, you know, air.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it all ties in, and we're all part of it. We're not separate from it at all, and it's in that separation, I think, where we start to lose ground and lose our way, you know.
Yeah, and I do believe that it's no accident that God created all of these things, like the oceans and the soil and the trees. They all have their part, and they're just little things that can really help us as human beings. All of these things have purpose and meaning.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can see it in children. When you take, they're just looking at nature. One of the things we used to do as kids, and I realize, you know, now that my parents really had no money, so they had to think of stuff to do, but we'd go out and we'd put sugar on ant hills. And I remember my dad saying, watch these guys. And he says, you know, ants look at you. And I looked down and they really do. They may not be everyone's favorite insect, but the intelligence,
wow,
in these creatures, and the smallest of creatures, you know, they were all a fragment of the great spirit. And yeah, I think I'm losing my train of thought, but I think we lost Jody again. She seems to have dropped.
Oh, And I will let
all the now, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
oh, yeah.
I will let all the listeners know that this is one of the reasons why we are moving to Zoom is because there is a lot of technical difficulties, and
yeah.
It just gets messy real quick.
Yeah.
Well, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
We sure can.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Whoa. So one of the things I was saying is that when are children the happiest? When they're playing in the dirt. When they're
absolutely
getting dirty. Makes
they
sense.
Know. Yeah, instinctively, eh? To get down and dirty and, well, look at dogs. Where do they go? Right for the mud puddle, you know?
Yep.
Any animal will just go right for the dirt and the earth. And
happy is the pig in mud?
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's that, there's the Japanese art of forest bathing. I think you guys have seen the memes about that on Facebook, where
Never.
It's an actual it's called forest bathing. And it is actually a way to just go shower in the feeling of a natural setting and just get back. It's a great meditation, you know. You can, the process of grounding outside can really restore your soul, no matter where you're at. And I guess, yeah, you're right, Laura. That's why I get so grouchy when you can't get out there and connect through that snow and ice. And I'm going back to bed now for the next 6 months. Oh, dear. Oh, Jody, have you got any more? We sort of lost you there for a bit. Did you have more thoughts on nature deficit and why we should not have it?
No, but I think that there have to be some healthy ways we can avoid it in the winter. Maybe having plants in the house is one way, but I'm not sure other ways. Maybe grounding. By using, I know you can use hot slabs in the house, but it's not the same as getting your feet in dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better than that.
Oh, yeah, it's totally. And, well, you know, having, if you can, have a living creature like a dog, a cat, a pet of some sort in your home with you can also help. That brings nature back in.
Crystals
help, absolutely. And they come from the deepest parts of the earth, so they bring a different kind of energy that we can't get on the surface. It's amazing.
Hey, you're really on to something, Lynn, when we were talking, because even the sounds of nature, and then like in the spas they have the waterfall going. They're using all of the elements because they know that's what really relaxes people. So it's just in huge letters, get outside in nature, because that's awesome. That's what it's,
yeah. Go outside and play. Absolutely. Wow. Well, we
gotta
have
love
a few
that, right?
Callers. Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you guys are ready, we're going to maybe take some readings now. So, Laura, have you got a sense of who is next here? Would
yes.
it be 706?
Yes, I do. 706, yep.
All righty then. Hi, 706. You're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name, please? I think we have to put 706 back on hold, I guess, eh? And I'm not sure if, or maybe I'm losing you guys. I don't know. You guys still with me?
Yep.
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, Jody's there. Yeah. Yeah, it's the radio show.
Sorry, it just cut out a little bit there. Oop.
401 would be next.
Go ahead then. Yep. 401.
Hello,
are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Is this
401? What's your name and where are you calling? Yep, 401.
Okay.
My name is Kelly, and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Is that Kelly?
Nice.
Kerry, K-E-R-I.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Nice. Sorry, there's a little bit of an echo on my end. We're not on speaker, so.
What's your question,
Yeah, the sound
Kerry?
Troubles are a bit, yeah.
I've listened to the Sacred Numbers show before. I listened in last night, and I know there's different hosts every night. I think I was just maybe looking for some guidance regarding my current spiritual path. The family dynamics in my life have changed. I'm 33, obviously at the age of my own. got a fork in the road with where to go in my current relationship. And I've also been subjected to some turmoil and, you know, my immediate family members, you know, their interpersonal relationships. So any guidance you may have or messages from spirit that come through, I'm open to. It's been hard for me to stay grounded through it. I'm very empathic. So I've been finding myself a little balanced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does anybody want to go ahead first?
I actually had a really hard time hearing her question.
I know. We're so sorry about that. The radio show's a bit wonky.
Sorry. I don't know the best way to phrase it. It's just more or less guidance. As it relates to my current spiritual path, I know there's a lot of blockages for me. I felt stuck for quite some time. I also know it's a lot of free will. I've been trying to make positive change in my own life, and I've been running up against some resistance in my current relationship. More or less boundaries, narcissistic energy. and it's just, it's very taxing. It's taking a toll on me. So just looking for some spiritual guidance as to how to stay grounded to get to that light at the end of the tunnel. You know, there's no...
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, I can hear that in your, and I also got the image of those mazes they put rats through where they keep running into blind alleys. And it feels like every time you turn around, you're hitting another block, like a blind alley almost. If anybody has anything coming in, you want to go ahead or I can just keep going through here, I guess. The big instruction that seems to be coming through for you is to do it, to get everything one at a time. I feel like you're doing everything at once, trying to fix it all at once. Yeah. And that is probably draining your energy far more than if you tackled one issue at a time. Is the job issue, you have an issue on the job site?
Yes, across the board. I professionally have worked as a paralegal for, you know, cumulatively 10 years in my life. I was a former flight attendant. Over the past 3 years, I've gone through a lot of transition. My father passed away, and I inherited a rental property that actually I grew up in as a child. I currently co-own it with my significant other, but it's never come to fruition. So I pretty much same direction in career, focused on making this, you know, my focus as far as real estate, but it's as though he had other things in life and he's just revealed himself to be not as authentic as I thought. And now I'm rebuilding the ground up. So it was a hard lesson learned. And I'm actually in my father's house right now where he passed. But, you know, it's a blockage for me because I know it needs to be removed. And it's almost like it's hard because my significant other is firefighter. So I feel like he should know better as far as traumatic grief, you know. So it's been very difficult. So, I'm just treading my day at a time.
Absolutely. And I think you really need to pull back your energy from everything for a day or two. Feels to me like you haven't taken a day off. Even if you're not going out to work, you're still, your mind is chewing and chewing and chewing on all this stuff. And all it's doing is making it worse. Kind of, it's a weird image, but it's like when you leave the dishes for like a week there, it's much harder to clean up a job, you know, if
you
leave a big job.
It's funny you say that, and not funny, but there's four rental units, and they've always been rented, even after his passing. I continued it, and they've been vacant for quite some time. Our plumbing in the unit, because we reside on the property, just stopped working all of a sudden, so now I have to go to another one, and it seems as though he's perfectly fine watching me transfer dishes from one house to another. It's like he almost, it's a way of kind of insidiously keeping me trapped. And so the way that you just said that lit a light bulb off in my head.
Yeah,
like
probably not
no
an accident.
No, exactly.
Yeah, so this is your, this is your partner who is not pulling his weight, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and can you tell me who is Alan?
Alan, that's his middle name.
Your partner's middle name?
That's the first thing that just came to my mind. Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah,
well, that's okay. As we say, the names are just sort of guideposts anyway. When you say he is keeping you in this situation, turn that around and tell you, and as horrible as it sounds, believe me, you are keeping yourself in that situation. If this fellow is draining your energy and he feels to me like you've got a little vampire thing going on there, I would show him the door and tell him not to let it hit his ass on the way out. Excuse my French. I'm going to put you over, see what's coming in for Laura and Jody. Because, you poor baby, you're just all discombobulated. Yeah, you're discombobulated. Okay, go ahead, you guys.
I want to put it behind me, but he's exhausted my finances. It's just like every door gets closed. It's just, it gets exhausting.
Don't let it go on any longer. Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to quiet up now and let you guys go ahead.
Thank you so much.
So this is Laura. This is Laura Terry.
Hi, Laura.
So just some positive messages coming through from your spirit team. They're seeing you struggle, and they're there to help you. And then you do have the abilities to hear them, but you're almost like keeping yourself so busy from the problems that you're facing that, like, you're having a hard time hearing them. So, like you already said, you need to ground. That's so important. And just so simple, put your feet in the grass and just ground yourself to Mother Nature. Sit and meditate by a tree and just kind of imagine yourself melding in with the roots. But your spirit team is just saying, you know, stay positive. They're saying, you know, go easy on yourself, you know, just respect yourself right now. The situation might take a little bit of time, but things are going to get better for you. I definitely agree with what Lynn was saying, to get rid of the guy, because that doesn't feel good.
He knows it, too. It's very insidious.
A huge message that came through for you, I'm feeling like you have a lot of – you've been trying to get advice from different people, but you're getting different opinions from other people. So it's like, you know, you're getting confused. So it's just a reminder from your spirit team to listen to yourself. And, like, your gut knows the way. So just, you know, speak your truth. Speak your truth. Speak your mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just let it – what was that?
You can't go wrong with the truth.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you're psychic, so you know they're talking to you. And it's almost like just kind of shut out other people's opinions right now and just follow your gut, because that's what's going to lead you there. And also they're just saying, you know, take some time for yourself. You know, go outside in nature and just remind yourself of God's great sense of humor. You know, watch a funny movie. Give yourself permission to have fun, you know. Laughing really is going to be an investment in yourself. So, you know, just have fun and just remember all these stresses in your life, they're really bad and they're weighing on you, but just kind of turn it off. Just imagine the light switch, turn it off, and just have fun and stay positive and speak your truth and follow your gut. Those are the messages that I'm, you know, getting for you.
That means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It gets wary, so I just need to be reminded. I try to get through it, because it's not funny at all, and it's not about the blame game, you know. It's just some things don't work out.
So was your first name? I didn't quite hear it.
My name is Kerry.
Kelly?
Kerry, K-E-R-I.
Kerry, okay. Do you have us on speakerphone or something?
No. I am in my father's house. He just passed here. So I come here to kind of decompress, because it's on the property we own, but it's like my safe haven, and, you know, I just feel good.
Yeah, that's okay. It just sounds a little fuzzy.
I'm going to let this go. You know, I think he's using it brief as his excuse for why it's not working out, but I'm also not stuck in it. I know what to do to move forward in life. He's holding me back at my own expense, and that's what's difficult.
Who is? I'm sorry. I was.
We just own the property together. My grandmother passed and my father passed.
Oh, your father and you. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you went off in a different direction. You went off in a different direction. I had my mind set in. I'm sorry
about that. But, yeah, like, this is my safe haven, and I'm just at peace with parting ways with the property and the relationship, and he is using, you know, he's just kind of just slandering. I don't care about these things. None of it. It's very childish. We'll just put it that way. Just accept the breakup, let's part ways, and divorce, essentially, without being married.
So one of the things that I was picking up is what you're talking about. I was feeling like this is a time of big change, all new. And they're like, it's like turning over the shovel of dirt. And even though it puts things, some things down and they die as you turn the dirt because they're not getting oxygen, you're burying soil, which is going to lead to new growth. There's good things there. Your father, did he pass within the last 6 months? Carrie?
Yes, he passed in 2014.
Okay, all right. So I feel like...
But he's around me a lot. I want to put him at rest.
Oh, yes, no, I know. I feel him. Yep. But did he know and not like your husband, your partner?
Was he what? I'm sorry?
Did he not like your partner? Because I feel like...
He liked him. He won't
but
like
he
him.
Doesn't but like him for you.
No, yeah. Yep.
So, you know, even though he is part of what's going out of your life, what they're showing me is that there are going to be new flowers. So keep focused on moving forward. Keep focused on the beauty that's coming in. Your father is also telling you you're not alone. He's right there beside you. He's helping you. And I feel like he really is truly supporting you leaving the previous career and going into the real estate. Because he's saying, first of all, he said it takes money to make money. So I don't know if that sounds like him.
I've always said that. That's what I said because we own this property, mortgage free, and all we needed to do was get a little loan to do some improvements. And all of my significant other has done is pretty much caused more problems. And I just don't understand it. It's like I don't like to live life with problems. You like to clean up. If there's a mess, move on. There's always going to be problems in life, you know. But that's funny you say that.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
Kind of what I do. You're welcome. And he's also saying, you know, you don't need a man in your life to be successful, but it's a nice thing to have someone by your side. So he's saying focus on you and let the person who comes into your life fall into place. He says you know how to do this. But it makes me feel a bit like you've always been searching for that person. And because you push, you try to make things fit the mold instead of naturally fitting in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so he So he's saying just be a little more fluid and relaxed. Focus on yourself and let the person come into your life. So you are thinking about, or you have already made the move to start looking at flipping houses and working in real estate?
That's what I was doing here. I just didn't bulls rush in. It happened really fast and bulls rush in. So we'll just leave it at that. I didn't know that, you know, if I knew then what I know now, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, the one thing I'm hearing is no fear. So.
Yep.
That's what he's saying is have no fear because he's saying what you do, you always are successful at. He's saying like, that you've always been successful. You don't fail at things, so don't doubt yourself so much. And I'm also feeling like, do you want to keep this house and let another house go or turn another house into the rental because you love this one so much?
I really don't have an emotional attachment to this house. It's the fact that it's just wasted. I mean, no one's lived. It's a rental. And other people need places to live, and I don't understand what the stagnation is about. And I'm being, you know, kind of scapegoated, if you will, so I'm just ready to walk away from this. But I need to receive, obviously, my monetary investment, and he's making it very difficult, my partner, to relinquish that because I just think, I don't know. I really don't know.
I've never met someone like that. It's like,
so I want to ask you, I have bells going off. I have bells going off because this partner did not know your husband and it was left to you. Why is your inheritance part of his because you were married?
No, we're not married. I owned it and I inherited it. My two uncles,
they kind of fought me because my father predeceased his mother, and they fought for her half in it, even though she left it to my dad. So I was embroiled in a legal battle with them, and the determination after this person came in my life was that he wanted to do it with me. You know, we could do what my parents did their whole lives, and he made it sound very wonderful. And he purchased my grandmother's equitable interest in the property. So we are half owners individually, not on a deed together, not married. And it just never worked out. He's just very, he's very verbally abusive. So it's a situation I have to leave, and I want to as soon as possible.
What I pick up intuitively in terms of looking forward, I feel like my guides are saying you should check in legally that he shouldn't be unless he put money into repairing the home, he should not be able to own the house. Like, you should be able to buy him out so that it is yours alone, because you do have the connection to it, and he did not. And so
he
offered an attorney.
Yeah. He did offer to buy me out, and he offered to purchase me out, like buy me out, but then he took his offer back. So he's just sort of
Doesn't that also give him all the equity?
I mean, I would like to just kind of move out of the state after this situation. That's kind of where I'm at. It's like he'll never go away. So, I mean, but he's just exercising power and control, which I know is just another form of intimidation and fear. And, you know, I'm not going to lay down and walk away from it or just curl up in a ball and, you know, hope for the best. But it's just been taxing, you know, trying to find that string and the ball and back to make everything kind of calm.
Right. I just have to bust in here, guys. And Kira,
yep.
I want to suggest that you join the Sacred Embers group. And we have it's a helping community. So put your story out to the group, and you're going to find you've got people just closing rank around you and helping. There may be people who know the legal aspect and whatnot. And thank you so much for calling in. We've got a lineup of callers and very little time to get
it. Oh, no, thank you
for
having me, and I appreciate
please join us.
I hope this helps
the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, and join us, okay? We'd love to have
thank
you in there.
Thank you so much, baby.
Okay,
love
you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, should we try 706 real quick? Hi, 706.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you back? Yeah, are you back with us? Okay, they're still hiding. Okay, we'll go. Who shall we go to next then, Laura? Is it 715, eh?
Yep.
They've been waiting a long time here, so. 715, you're on with Divine Connections. Could we have your name?
Hi, Lynn. This is Kevin. How are you doing?
Oh, Kevin, I'm so sorry. My brain fell out and I forgot to look for your number. Welcome, Kevin. We're so glad to hear from you. So you guys, Jody and Laura, this is Kevin, who,
hi, Kevin.
Sue, and he's to come on the show when we were three, we were Enter the Light back then, and, this was Jan and Lori. Anyway, Kevin, we're delighted to have you on with us, and we're hoping, like, you'll be, in the network with us at some point, but all in good time. Did you come in with a particular question, or do you want to just, hang loose and yak with us?
If you have any messages for me, that'd be fine, but otherwise, yeah, just hanging out with you.
Okay. Did you want to try doing any readings for people tonight as a test?
No, not tonight. I still have a little bit more to do before I'm going to be confident in that area. So.
Yeah, no, it's wise to know what you're going at and how fast you need to go. So, Laura, I have a funny feeling that it might be a good thing to draw a card for Kevin, and I'm going to use that weird little book and get a message from that. For him too.
Yeah, I feel drawn to pull a Archangel Raphael healing card for you. Are you not feeling great, like emotionally?
No, I'm actually doing good, but I do a lot of work with Raphael.
Okay, well that's why then. Let me see what he has to say. It might take a second, so if anyone picks up anything, just jump right in.
I will jump in a little bit. I'm going to jump in a little, Laura. I was definitely feeling a big angel with you that is working with you. So are you doing healing work?
Not so much now. If I'm listening to a show like this and I know somebody needs healing, I might send it, but I kind of backed away from it when I moved back north. I'm up in northern Wisconsin. So
okay.
I used to do a lot of healing work when I was in Sedona.
Well, I feel a lot of green energy around you and light, which to me does represent Raphael and represents the work that you do. I think you're a natural born healer. I also think that if you're starting to do readings, that by tuning in to the chakras and your healing energy, that you're going to also pick up more information. So although I think you're going to be doing more readings, your third eye is opening, you're getting more connected to spirit. Part of how you do that is by connecting energetically, and learning some sort of a formal training for healing would help you. I don't know if you've learned Reiki or therapeutic touch or any sort of energetic healing that way. Any of it will help you with your readings, because it will then become a natural thing that you're able to tune in to people, look at their chakras and see where they are a bit thrown off. Now, I can also see why Laura thought maybe you needed healing. Part of it is because logically you're working with Raphael, but I do feel like your heart chakra is sort of blown open. It's very wide and needs some balancing. I don't know if, you know, I like Laura said, maybe there's some healing there you're going through or some sadness, but I think part of it is about needing to use this energy and connecting to people with healing because you have such a big heart. They're also showing me some imbalances in your root chakra. So I don't know if you've been moving around or you're not feeling settled right now, but it feels to me like it's about foundation and things feeling a little wobbly right now.
I have, I'm on disability. I had back injuries. So I haven't been able to get out like I used to do. I've got a lot of limitations.
Okay, so that's part of the healing, and Raphael is working on healing you, also working on healing your heart, healing your self-confidence, making you feel better about your physical stature. And as you get better, that's going to help your gifts to come more fully into fruition, help your back heal by healing others. We're healing ourselves. And they're talking about meditation. It needs to be a daily part of what you do. Keep calling on Raphael. Talk to him. Talk to him about where your pain is. Work with him. Meditate on seeing that green light. Picture it around your back. Picture it around your heart, your body. Just ask him to come in and work on healing it. And I'm also hearing CBD. So if you're not using CBD oil or pills of some kind, I think that it would help you with pain. And you can use as much as you need. CBD is not something that you can become addicted to. It doesn't have THC in it, or it has very, very little THC. So it would not cause you to have that feeling of being high while giving you some relief from the pain. Because I think that although there is some tissue damage, there's very tight muscles in the mid to lower back, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Okay, and that's where the third root chakra, the red, where I'm seeing that sort of vibrating or flattening out into a disc as opposed to just being a ball close into the center of your being. So it's being, it's pulling out a little bit. It's out of balance. So, you know, balancing our chakras is as simple as picturing them being in balance. Just go through them, talk to them, tell them to be balanced. I often will picture them just straight up and down, lined up, spinning in the right direction they're supposed to spin. They don't always spin in the same direction, but I picture them as being a wheel, and all of the wheels are sort of even keeled and moving smoothly. They're bright colors. They're not dull, and that's how I would visualize getting myself balanced. That's what I recommend you to do. and work on grounding. But keep working on your gifts. Your third eye is coming forward more, especially as you continue to work towards being out of pain. And the financial situation is not like this forever. I think you don't want to be on disability. I see you being able to rise to a different level. You're probably going to do some different kind of work than what you did in the past because your path is changing. But I think you're going in the right direction.
That's good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know
a lot of information really quickly.
I used to be a landscaper, but my back injuries were bad enough that I'm not supposed to pick up over 10 pounds, and I'm not supposed to do a lot of walking anymore because they tell me that I was supposed to lose my legs about 6 months ago according to the doctor's stuff.
Well, I will tell you, when you said that you were a landscaper, they're telling you have a lot of knowledge about landscaping, and so
mm-hmm.
you could use that knowledge in another way. Let somebody else be the muscle because you know how to build a garden so that it's going to come into blossom and bloom at different times. And they're saying to create your own business where you can do garden planning, and if somebody wants the services provided, you can bring in the muscle, and you don't have to provide it. And I think that you could make more money that way.
Good idea. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was not me. That came in from the angels, okay?
Well, I understand it, but you're still the tool to bring some message through. So.
Oh, well, thank you, and you're welcome. Blessed be.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing, Jody. Laura, how are you doing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I did get 3 cards for you, and some of them I did straight channel as I was connecting to your energy. The first thing that I got when I was connecting with you is that I did see a relationship coming, a very meaningful relationship, something that's going to feel like home for you. Are you in a relationship now, or you don't have anybody?
I don't have anybody right now.
Okay, so this person...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was the first thing they said to me was relationship. It's much needed. It's going to feel family. It's going to feel nice and close. And just you're going to have a beautiful connection, somebody who understands your spirituality and somebody who's just going to make you a better person, somebody who listens to you as well. So I do see that to look forward to. Also... I am getting from my guides that this was the perfect night for you to call in, and it wasn't an accident because they are telling me that you do have the nature deficit that Lynn was talking about in the beginning of the show. I don't know if you heard about that.
I have never heard a term that before, but yes, I am suffering from that. I've been in an apartment most of the winter, so.
Yeah.
I'm getting a big yes on that too, Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
Yeah, definitely you do have that. And, you know, exactly what Jody was saying was one of the cards that I got about with sunlight. And they're talking about not only with the nature deficit, but they're saying, you know, with the back issue that you had, you know, just imagine yourself surrounding yourself with the light. You do have an angel, like Jody was saying, working with you to help you. And I do feel like you do have healing abilities as well, and that's why that angel hangs around you, trying to help you kind of hone in those gifts. So you're a very powerful person. And, you know, just work on developing a sunny disposition. And, you know, you really have the ability to change people's lives and help people. You're a really great guy. You just have, you're a really great guy is what they're saying.
That's been part of my passion of my path is to get to the point where I could turn around and turn my gifts to help others. So.
Yeah, and like they're saying, you've been through a lot of like heartache and with the back issue. There's a lot of people that are going through these things silently suffering, and they're just kind of feel like they're in a jail and they don't know where the key is. They don't know how to get out, and you're the key. You're the key that's going to say, you know, hey, man, hey, girl, like, you know, hey, girl. basically, they're saying, like, you're going to be somebody who can, you know, put your hand on their shoulder and say, I've been there, and get on their level, put yourself in their shoes, and they'll feel like they're less of, you know, an abnormality, you know, so, like, chronic pain and stuff like that.
Okay.
So yeah, you have a very big future coming. Really great stuff coming for you, Kevin.
Well, I'm
excited for you.
I was working and my back went out to change my path. That's what I've been told. And, you know,
yeah.
This is what I'm supposed to be heading towards. So thank you.
Yeah, it all happened for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, should I go or are you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Kevin. Yeah. No, I don't mean to cut in. And if you're okay, then. So, Kevin, what the phrase "pain is information" comes in for you. What you've been through has informed, you know, as you say, your back went out, you got shot onto a different path, and as Laura was saying, that's not an accident. Because they push us towards where we're supposed to be. However, and you know, if we ignore those guides, those guiding feelings and whatnot, we usually walk into a wall or find, you know, we have to go double back. So you stuck to your healing path really well. The phrase also personal brand comes in. Is that what I think it means? Like you sort of, it's time to start making your presence, your individual presence with your work, starting to get that out, I think is what that means. And the images.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. You already know that, right?
Yeah. I went from living down in Sedona where I was doing constant work for people and energy work, and the town I moved into up here in northern Wisconsin, you might as well set your clock back about 50 years. Is metaphysical side of things is not accepted up here. So
that's why you're there.
I've
you've
been
got
very
work.
Isolated.
Yeah, you've got an assignment ahead of you on that one. Holy cow. Well, you know, Ryan's in Wisconsin, and he seems to hold his own. He says it's a football state with a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Or no, a drinking state
right.
with a football problem. Anyway, I always get that. But you know what I mean? Be funny if you guys lived close and you could get together and compare notes. But the bonsai tree comes in as a symbolic image. And what it means is harmony, peace, order of thoughts, balance, and all that is good in nature, which I love because that's our theme tonight. So you know what? If you can either start one or go find a bonsai, I don't know why, but and it says here the twists and turns of the bonsai, it's created through the stress on the branches. So what has bent you into the shape you are is exactly what you needed for the journey you're on. So I mean, it's been like ow constantly for you, but this will be useful to you as you start your new line of work. I love the idea that you were in Sedona. It must be a horrible cultural switch for you, you know.
It took me quite a while to get used to Sedona. I'm from northern Wisconsin originally. I'm about three blocks from Lake Superior right now, so I'm used to water, and then I moved down there to desert. So.
Wow.
That was
beautiful. Well, Kevin, I just don't see anything to block your road. I think it's sort of like you've earned the right to go voom now. You know what I mean?
Your dues. I just need to see which direction it needs to take me and that I need to focus on. So I'll figure that one out.
Yeah, you've come through it. It's like that feeling of, tunneling through something very hard and rocky, but you come out on the other side looking pretty darn good, and you've made the passage. So do you want to stay on with us, Kevin? You're quite welcome to pull up a seat in the studio, and we're going to pull up and stick around.
Okay,
more than
fine, thank you.
Yeah, now I've lost track, Laura. Where are we? There we go. Yep. 918, hi there. You're on with us. Can we get your name, please?
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Can we get your name, please?
Yes. Is this area code 918?
That's you. I hope so.
All right. My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How can we... How can we help you tonight?
Hi. I was just wondering, I have a situation that has been ongoing, and I think it's starting to get quite a bit better. And I was just wondering what the angels have to say about that, and if things will continue to get better and what direction it might go. And this is involving my journey into religion. I've never had a religion before, and I'm just wondering what they have to say.
Which faith are you joining, Karen, if you don't mind us asking?
Sorry for being a little vague. It's just that a lot of my issues that I've been having are kind of private. I'm going to be converting to Judaism.
Okay.
And I had some difficulties relating to some people I was working with in the past, and I think I may have found a way out of that and discovered that the things they were saying are false, and that I may be finding someone better to work with. And I don't know which person is the best or where I should go, and I just have an idea that I think I'm coming to a solution, that maybe I should, that all my worries should go away. And just wondering if, I know I have a lot of angels around me, and I always like to know what they have to say.
Right.
Well, one thing that I was picking up was your angels and guides are working with you, but the very first thing that they said was your spirituality is more than a religion, and they said don't get caught up in the rules. And I feel like you know what that means.
Yeah.
Are you converting to Judaism because of a partner, like a marriage type of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll be quiet.
Well, what I was feeling was that the relationship does need to work with the life. And what's coming to mind is something in the Bible that says we have to be equally yoked. And that means that we do need to be, equals when it comes to our spirituality and how we practice. So if Judaism is important to you, then that is a good thing to do. But they said, remember, that Judaism isn't the only way to God or to Creator or Christ. There are many ways to connect with our Creator, and Judaism is a beautiful, beautiful religion, but it's just one of the forms, and that the rules don't have to be adhered to. Maybe when you go into the church, I think, they have some requirements. I'm not sure. I think women cover their hair when they go to temple, some things like that, and you do have to adhere to those things to be married in their church and to be respectful, and that makes sense. But don't forget that you connect to spirit independently of religion at a spiritual level. And
they're
recognizing how deeply spiritual you are. So I think you're doing this for a spouse, and it's a beautiful gift. But don't forget to not let your own spirituality not be lost in the middle of this. They're also saying to me that the job will settle itself. You're on the right track. It's not settled yet. There are a few lessons along the way, but it's coming. Just be patient.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I can definitely understand that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Laura, do you have anything for her?
Yeah, so I pulled a couple cards for you, And one of the things that was definitely coming strong for me is a lot of what Jody was saying, and it's just like communicating your feelings and, you know, just really living your truth. So just really connect with yourself and make sure this is what you want. And I also feel like you're not giving yourself enough love and compassion and caring and empathy. Like, you give that to other people because you are such a caring and loving person, but you're not giving it to yourself. And it's just kind of dulling down your energy. And it's kind of like you're, it's like, I just see an image of a naked mole rat. And it's like, you have not, like, you've given everything. You've given every piece of you. And now you're just sitting there like a cold, naked mole rat. And it's sad because you need to love yourself and give to yourself and pour into your cup. And, you know, the angels are there with you and they're just like, you know, love yourself. We love you. I wish that you could see what we see in you because you're just beautiful in every single way. So just make sure that you give, that you give it to yourself back, because everybody loves you. Like, because you're just a very giving and caring person. Another thing that came up for you was to leave a stressful situation behind. So I think that has a lot to do with what you were talking about in the beginning, about how you're kind of moving on from things.
I can't describe the situation because it involves two people that cause trouble, and I am in the process of trying to let them go because I don't need them anymore, and that's kind of painful. It's kind of hard, and I keep wondering, should I talk to them about things or should I just let them go?
No, definitely that card came through for you that's saying, like, let them go. And I see a new opportunity coming for you. It's almost like they're passing it on to you. Like, someone's passing on, like, a new, I don't even know how to explain this, really, but it's like, let's just imagine somebody's on a horse, and they're grabbing your hand saying, like, let's go to the next opportunity, let's jump on this horse, and we're going to gallop away. Like, you're basically getting out of the situation. That you've kind of fallen off the last horse, and someone's putting their hand out again and saying, okay, come up on this horse, we got a new opportunity. So basically, to me, that just says, you know, leave all that in the past, you don't owe them anything, and I get this feeling like they just hurt you, you know, they hurt you. So
they
it's
did.
Almost like, yeah, it's almost like if you were to do to them what they did to you, like, it would, you're not that kind of person. Like, you're such a good person, you wouldn't hurt them the way that they're hurting you, if that makes any sense. But you need to speak your truth. You need to speak your truth and just, you know, in the future, just be cautious of these people because your energy needs to have a little bit of tweaking, just so you're not attracting these same kind of people. So just kind of, you know, love yourself, care about yourself, know that you're protected by the angels and your guides and everything. Speak your truth, stand in your power, and just realize what you don't want to happen again and that it won't repeat itself, okay? Just kind of learn from that situation and just kind of move on.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Go ahead.
Something really just quick that I really feel strongly is just to get yourself some books on being assertive or watch on YouTube about being assertive, because I feel like people could really take advantage of you and I don't like it. And then also think about some stress relieving outlets for yourself, like exercise and yoga and, you know, get a massage, do some meditation. Really just love yourself.
I do a lot of meditation. I just I don't have the kind of funds for massages, so I'll just maybe take a walk or something like that.
Yeah.
I have your nature deficit that you were talking about quite a bit, because I spend time either at work or come home, get on the computer or something.
No.
Don't have a lot of time to go out, but anyway, yeah, that's probably important.
Things are going to improve for you. They really will. Things are really going to improve for you. Just know that, you're the next horse is coming and you're jumping on and you're going to gallop away and things are going to be great. So that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I think the guy, it's a man on a horse. I get the idea that that he's much better than the other people on you. So
yeah, and my guys also said, and don't forget, there's a sweater coming. They're pulling me back to the whole naked mole route thing. You got a sweater coming too, so things are really gonna get better.
Okay.
So, yeah, I get a lot of weird images. They're trying to get me to put it all together, but it gets crazy.
It sounds different, but it's kind of like I was just wondering, is this guy going to be more like a knight in shining armor?
I do think so, because like the image that I get on the Leave a Stressful Situation Behind, it is like a guy that has like a flower crown on.
Oh, yeah. It was a man and a woman before, but it's either one or two, possibly two men. Okay. Oh boy. Well, all right. That sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'll just throw in my little message here for you too, Karen. So you want to explore the belief that others are in charge of you. And if you can take care of that and unlearn that false belief, that's going to help you with this journey. Can you identify who Miss Alice would be?
What was that?
Well, the name Alice.
Alice. I'm trying to think of as a masculine equivalent. I don't recognize that the name Alice is
okay.
A feminine
name. No problem. Just take that with you from the reading. And she comes through as Miss Alice. Like not Ms., but Miss Alice. There's some almost a feeling of lace around this person's energy. So I'll leave you with that. Remember, make sure you are, tending your own fire and not letting other people run your life for you, hon. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to move on to our other callers. But we do wish you so much love, Karen. And call back and let us know how it's going, okay?
Definitely. Thank you, all of you.
You're very welcome.
And God bless you. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you too, love. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, where are we? I think 706 popped back. Hi, 706, are you with us? Well,
hello.
That's the one. Yeah,
we
hi.
Do have
oh.
Some at oh, that was me. I'm
hello?
Sorry. I was saying we do have some at the end of the list as well.
Okay.
Waiting.
Well, let's put 706 back on hold and we'll see who we've got next. I would say 646. Would that be right?
Mm-hmm.
646. Hi there. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank
how you.
How are you doing?
Thank you. This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Yes, hi.
How can we help you tonight, hon?
I'm just calling if you get to check to see if there are any messages or anything that I should know. Or if you want, I will ask a question. If you prefer.
It's up to you. I'm just writing down Libra. Does that mean for you?
Ooh, it could mean that I may be meeting, I'm a Leo, so maybe I'm meeting my significant other that could be a Libra.
Yeah, that's quite the combination. That will never get boring. we'll see.
Well, that
if,
makes sense. That makes sense because when I connected with her energy, I got a beating heart. Love in the air for you.
Yeah,
feel
like it, right? I would agree there. What do you think, Jody? Is that feeling coming in for you at all?
Definitely coming in soon, too.
I give it three weeks, 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
3 days.
Yeah. 3 months is better.
Yeah.
Sooner than later.
Guys, go ahead and let's roll with this reading for Stacy. I don't think you need a question. It's coming in for you. So go ahead, Jody or Laura, who's ever ready.
I'm going to let Laura start.
Okay.
Do you live near a beach?
No, I don't, but I was thinking about moving nearby one later.
Yeah, I would check that out because I see you like walking hand in hand with someone on the beach.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I saw the beating heart. I'm seeing the beach. I'm gonna pull a chakra card for you.
Okay.
Yeah, and are you kind of like, because I got the pleasure card for you, and that doesn't necessarily mean like sexually, but do you have like a loss of pleasure in your life right now? Like things are just kind of like womp womp.
Yeah, I've been single by myself now for over 10 years. So it's just me, myself, and I.
Okay, yeah. I think it does have to do with sexual too. sometimes it can be both, but it's more of just like sexual tension, sexual energy that needs to be released.
Okay.
And then I also feel like sensuality, beauty, getting yourself kind of back out there, feeling good, feeling loose.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's okay. Your guides just want you to kind of step back into that feminine power. And it's really going to help attract. It's really going to attract this man faster. The universe is constantly listening to your vibration. And however you're feeling and acting, like the more like you kind of, you know, put it out there for love, and the more you just kind of step into your power as a woman, you're going to attract a lot faster. The universe is going to go like I see like a heartbeat. The heartbeat's getting faster is what I'm seeing. I'm hearing boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm on the right track here. I'm interested just to find out a little bit more with the cards. If anyone's picking up anything, step in, but I feel there's more messages coming through for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a little bit of one here, and they gave me the feeling like it's time for a makeover. And Laura was talking right at the time about the feminine energy, and I was just getting this strong, you know, it's been a while. You have been, I think you've been sort of not shut down, but into yourself. You've been doing work, internal work. Getting stronger, getting through breakup, getting through some tough times, and now it's come through full circle. And it's like the perfect time for new beginnings because it's springtime. And it's really, you've come into a time where I think you're loving yourself more, and they're talking to me about loving yourself more on the outside too. That reflects the inside love that you're really blossoming. Are you in your 40s, like about 43?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And so they're saying it does matter where you've been, because where you've been has been fabulous. And it wasn't always easy, but now where you're at, it's growing into something really beautiful. And just trust the path right now. But they're like, go spend a day, pick out that crazy fun hair you've been wanting to do. Is your hair like shoulder length? And I keep seeing something cut up to your chin. So you're thinking about cutting it short?
I already have. Yes, it is shoulder length.
Okay. And then did you also do something with the color?
I plan on doing something. You're so, yeah, I plan on doing all of those things. Yes.
They're definitely saying just to go for it. I don't think it's dramatic.
Okay.
It's like maybe if your hair's a little dark, little mousy, you're going to go like a little darker. You want to make more of a statement. You want to be a little bit more dramatic. And they're showing me new makeup. So go get your makeup done. Buy yourself a few outfits. They're saying to me, number one, you deserve it. And number two, the inside is truly beautiful. And it's not that the outside is not as pretty, but it's like, you know, the Christmas tree is beautiful on its own. But, wow, when you put those ornaments on and the lights on, it really feels special. And they're saying it's your time to feel special.
Oh, that's so cute. Yes, you are 1,000% right.
They're like, have fun with it.
Okay. Because I have been going to the gym, planning on getting myself together, and I plan on also doing a makeover, but I was in a car accident, so that kind of hindered things a little bit. Currently, I'm in physical therapy, and I'm actually a lot better, so I'm currently in physical therapy, but I just have to see what the doctor tells me, how much longer I have, but everything that you hit on, I was all in the process of doing that before this happened.
And this is good validation that you're on the right
Excellent
path.
Excellent validation, yes.
Yeah, and you know, I was hearing you don't have to wait. You can go do some of that now, right?
Okay.
Because right now you're perfect exactly as you are.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to start on this. You're right, I'm going to start on it now.
Okay, good. Good for you.
Okay, cool.
Do any of my cohorts have a message for this lovely lady?
You guys pretty much nailed it, I think. But I heard from this future person you're going to meet that this person has a really great laugh. And that's, yeah. And I'm seeing that the Cinderella, that little clip from the old Cinderella where she turns around and there's that transformation, and it feels like that's what you're going through. So I can't really add much to what Jody and Laura gave you, except that just shine on and make this a huge new beginning for yourself. I think it's wonderful. You know, wonderful times ahead. Yeah, and a huge yes to that. Yeah, that move, absolutely. If you can get yourself near some water, have you ever, is there any way you can check out the Carolinas?
Well, I live in New York City, but I plan on moving to New Jersey.
Yeah, well, there's your water.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
there you go.
It's near the water,
Okay, yes,
I did see a vacation as well. Like, they're just kind of urging you to take a vacation. And then also I see, like, a flow of creativity coming through. And this can be, you know, just in the form of, like, what Jody was saying, you know, doing your makeup. And, you know, don't be afraid to try some new things, like doing the tango, you know, or just, you know, writing poetry. Just kind of really let yourself imagine, express, have passion. They're just really calling you to just be a little bit more wild and take chances and just really have fun with life. But then also remember that you do need some emotional balance as well happening. Just make sure that the energy is equally aligned, so you're not like giving too much to people and you're kind of receiving it back, you know. Or maybe like if you're working, like you're working so much, and then just kind of make sure you're also playing just as much, so kind of emotionally balance everything.
Okay. And I think that vacation, I was thinking about taking a vacation. Do you see me taking up 2 or 3 weeks? Because I really need one. I haven't taken a vacation in almost a year and a half.
Well, when I was looking at you on the beach, that came with vacation. It was like beach and then vacation. So I do see that coming soon.
Nice. Love it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Beautiful.
And like
with the new moon right now, it's a really, really good time to start using the law of attraction to start manifesting these things. Like, there is really an unlimited source of money. There's an unlimited source of fun and freedom, and, you know, all of this energy is available to you, and they want you to know that. Just kind of tap into the law of attraction and let it come to you. So you don't really have to worry. Just kind of let it flow. They're just saying let it flow to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds excellent. This meeting is awesome.
Oh,
that's lovely. Stacy, yeah. All right, Stacy, we're going to move on because we want to try and squeeze one more caller in.
Yes.
But if you like, can I leave you on the line? I'll just mute you and you can listen to the rest of the show. We're done in about 15. Okay, here we go. I can't get her to mute, but she will eventually. There we go. All right.
Well.
We've got 917.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
I lost my mind for a minute. Yeah, can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Nisa.
Hi, Nisa.
Hello, guys. My question is, do you see anything changing regarding my job? Will I get another job, or do you see me staying here?
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Just right away, I was getting slow down. Like, you're almost like, it's kind of like the energy is so consuming you about the job situation. They're just saying, slow down, just let it come to you, just let it happen. Try not to control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll just add this. Is it Mita or Misa?
Misa with an N.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The image of flypaper or tar paper, something it feels like you're stuck in this work that, you know, and it's like you can't really pull out. Is that correct? Are you kind of feeling stuck in this work?
Not sure.
Okay. Just from the overall ickiness of the feeling I'm getting of the tar paper, I think you may want to try and find something that works better for you, or at least examine the feeling of being stuck in this job. It's something just doesn't feel right about the way it works for you. It feels like it's blocking something in you that needs to be released. But we'll go over quickly to Laura and Jody and see what else they get for you. And we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah.
Go, Jody. I'm still pulling cards.
Okay. I was going to say, I feel like it's going to be about 6 months before you really change. There's a reason you're supposed to be there a bit longer. I know you're not happy. It might be because there's going to be an energy change for you. I hate to say that you could change the kind of work you do. Do you like the work that you're doing?
Well, that's the thing, that I'm working, you know, I'm working with people which I like, but I'm not doing something that I'm, like, one part of the job I don't like, one aspect of it.
Okay, so when you're putting yourself out there for jobs, I think you have to open yourself up in terms of a job description, because I feel like this job that you're doing, parts of it, they're not lifting you up. You need a change. You need a change. And I think that's part of where the issue is stemming from, that you don't really quite know what you want to do. Did you go to school or college?
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this particular career?
Since this one, this is a little bit out of the box career, for about 2 years.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is, you know, you gave it a try. You were looking for something new. It's a good time to get back on the horse, get out there, and look again, because you were looking for a change before. And they're saying this is like the way you felt 2 years ago. It wasn't the right match. So I also feel like you're sort of consistently looking in the same area because it feels smart, it feels practical, it feels safe, but it's not really what you love to do. So is there something else you've always wanted to do but you didn't dive in yet?
I like to work with, I used to like to work with kids, and now I don't anymore. Maybe that
will come
back. And is
that what you're doing now?
No.
Okay, so what is the work you're doing now?
I don't want to expose that on the radio, public radio.
Oh, okay. Well, I will tell you that whatever that is doesn't fit, and yes, I do think you could go back into working with children if you wanted to, but it's almost like you need to make the decision to actually do that and bring it about, because wherever or whatever it is that you're at right now, it's really not serving you, and you need to make
okay.
a choice to move forward. I
yeah.
honestly feel like you almost want to do a complete redo or a complete wash. So if you think you want to work with children, I would move forward with that. Have you thought about working with children who are on the spectrum? Like, I just got this flash of working with children
yeah.
who have special
yeah.
needs. Okay. So look into some of the stuff. This person I know, she's got a job. She was able to get a certificate in a short period of time, and it had to do with working with children who have autism. I would look into that. I think that's really what you'd like to do. It would
oh,
make
okay.
you very happy. And then once you're
yes.
able to get on track with something different, I feel like a lot of things change. That you'll become much happier. Let me look here. I want to see if I can find the name of this person. Let me find the name of what she does, because I know I can put you in the right direction.
Okay.
I'm looking for her actual job title. Because this person works at a place where they specifically work with children as a consultant. Okay.
Okay.
So they work with ABA, which is applied behavior analysis. And so they
yeah,
teach
I know that.
People.
Yeah, but I don't
okay.
really like, I don't want to do ABA. That's not for me. ABA is like, you know, like a school kind of modality that they teach. It works, but I am more independent.
You
want to
be
that.
More of a consultant.
I kind of know how to, like, help facilitate a change in the child with those that are higher functioning. So
okay.
I can't really do some kind of a tool that somebody else, you know, I have my own work, the way I work with the kids.
Okay. Hey, guys, someone's making a lot of noise. I can't hear her very well. I don't know who it is. There's a lot of background noise. What I would say is go out and start researching job titles and descriptions of people who work with children who have autism that fit that position you want to desire, because that you want to have. Because if you start doing the research now, I'm feeling that change in 6 months, I think it'll be off and running for you, and you're going to be much happier.
Yeah.
Okay. Laura or Lynn, do either of you have anything for her?
Really quick. This is.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Laura. It's fine.
Well, my guides are just telling me that it's really important for you to just have compassion for yourself like you have for other people. Just treat yourself with the same love and acceptance that you would share with someone that you deeply care about. You know, just remember to talk to yourself in a loving way and an encouraging way. And, you know, with your current situation, just release, accept, and gently rise above. Trust your path forward is the path that's going to be good for you. You are divinely guided. You have Jesus that's coming forward, and you also have angels and guides that are coming forward showing themselves to me. So this situation is not permanent that you're in,
but things are going to get better for you. So just know that. But in the process, just kind of accept it as it is and love yourself and give yourself compassion. And don't beat up on yourself for your current situation, because it's temporary, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's really good. I'm glad you guys mentioned that. And I just wanted to add that that image of like the tar paper or the fly paper, I was really glad when Jody mentioned how the job you're in is not lifting you up. And that really explained that image. It's like it feels like where you are now.
No, the job is not lifting me up at all. I don't need to feel like this because of this job. I'm like, I'm feeling down because this is an impossible situation that I'm found myself in. It's so not
that's
okay.
What she's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm
not
validating,
okay.
Like Jody validated what I was saying about this, like being stuck with it. So
almost
yeah.
Set up for failure, this job. Like, why even bother? It's set up for failure. Why would I want to do that to myself?
I think you answered your own question. You know, you should. You know
so
exactly
bother?
What you need. Exactly.
Such
that's
a
very,
dumb
very...
job. It doesn't work for me.
You don't have nature deficit disorder by any chance, do you? Maybe a good grounding, if you're able to walk barefoot, do a grounding.
I
get
was
rid
just
of
in
that...
nature.
Beautiful. Because I'm going to say get rid of all that sort of tense energy from what you're doing. It's just caused a little backup in you. So just go ground that out. And as the team says, it's going to get better. It really will. So just have that faith.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. And let us know how it goes. You know, call back sometime and just give us an update. We send you so much love. And we've all been in those situations where it feels you can't wait for things to get better, but they do eventually.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're just going to put you back on hold, and then we will just let everybody know how everybody can be reached. So, Jody, how can people find you if they'd like to connect with you for a reading?
Well, you can find me on Facebook as Jody Higgins or Jody Higgins Psychic Medium. You can also contact me through www.connectedbyspirit.com, and you can email me at Jody, which is spelled J-O-D-Y, at connectedbyspirit.com.
Fabulous. I'm just going to give them quickly, and then I'm going to turn the last minutes to Laura to tell everyone about where we're going next week and the new platform we're using. I am at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, and you can find me on Facebook. Laura, go ahead and take the floor for the rest of the show.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in. And if you didn't call in, thank you for listening. This is our last Wednesday night show on Blog Talk Radio. And as you guys can see, with the technical difficulties that we had, we really want to be able to move over to a system which allows us to have freedom and be able to do podcasts, you know, in the morning, afternoon, night, wherever our listeners are at. We want to be able to meet you there. And our mediums and psychics and everything, you know, we all have different schedules, so it'll be really good for everybody to kind of just meet each other where we're at. And then also we won't have like the call drop-offs and all that, which that's a whole nother story. But the last Wednesday night show, and we're moving to Zoom, which is awesome. And, yeah, we just have unlimited time to talk to you guys, and we'll be able to do a ton of really fun stuff. And, yeah, we're actually growing as well. We're going to be getting some new spiritualists joining us. Hopefully we'll see Kevin in the near future. That would be awesome. He has a really beautiful healing energy. And if you are not already following us on the Sacred Embers group on Facebook, that would be awesome, because then you can see whenever we are going live or we have these podcasts, or you can connect with all the spiritualists that we have. If you're new to the radio show, then you might not know that every single day we actually have a new roundtable of spiritualists who are here to give you guys guidance and advice. So that's really, really cool. So if you want to connect with us, go to our Sacred Embers group on Facebook. And for me, if you want to reach me, you can go to my website, Lotus, and then it's M-U-A, Lotus M-U-A. It stands for makeup artist. I'm actually a makeup artist, but I'm also a psychic medium. So, yeah, you can just message me, and I'll get your emails through that. But, yeah, definitely join the Sacred Embers group on Facebook. We have a lot of cool stuff going on there. And also, before I forget, we were supposed to pick a winner tonight, but we had so many technical difficulties that we, like, had trouble doing it. So we're actually going to do the giveaway in the group. So that's much more of a reason for you to join the group so that you can, you know, possibly win what we're putting out. So is there any last thing that you guys want to say?
Just a
Lynn
giant hug and see you guys in Zoom next week, eh? Great stuff.
Yeah.
How about
next week?
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, and Natasha Scott will join us next week, too. So.
Oh, yay. She's awesome. She's so awesome,
she really
you guys.
Is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, alrighty then. Mm-hmm. Well, love and light to you guys. A pleasure to work with you both. And we'll be back again. Same bat time, same bat channel, except not the same bat channel. It'll be Zoom. We'll put that invite out on the right day. Okay, then. I'm just going to throw on our music, and we will exit stage left.